Give him one of these pills if he has any pain.
A parable. What is it? Well, it's a little story with a lot of truth. An earthly story with a heavenly meaning. Jesus told many parables to grown-ups and children alike. He told them simply and sincerely, in words everyone could understand, so that all might learn the lesson he was trying to teach.
Yeah. We were selfish with the helmets on the little bus, till brake fluid sewage crippled up the get-retorted nickel punks. Slowly culprits were his lowly robot only vote when one day rise in sections to interrogate the holy ghost.
I knew it!
Holy smokes, father, black suit, white collar, kitty porn dungeon guns, and three fingers for your daughter. Squat belly up, antique Nazi paraphernalia. You cannot pay your bills with holy water and Hail Mary luck.
Oh my.
Shucks, fucker, enjoy the Alcatraz shower fun, and mommy's Madam Cliche Generation X agnostic front. It ain't the nifty faith in 1958 before the new testament approved altar boy fisting rape, and take me to you later, long as they don't manipulate toddler beaver. Call me crazy, but I bet that wasn't God's demeanor. Sodomator peeking, but Long Island was Jesus every weekend. Spoon fed to appease traditional upbringing of a middle Pennsylvania shithole where elders' movement stressed a stellar therapeutic Bible cycle. One church with a patent tackle store next door and not much more. So the two moved to New York, made babies raised on what they'd saw. Christmas morning smelled fresher than angel pussy, but immaculate conception came second to playful goodies. Like laser tag was way more spiritual than blood and body wafer bags and manger staff among a Santa ate the cookies.
Yeah. Grandma was a saint, while he'd paint with snakes and bullies. Said if only you'd memorize your prayers like you did your cool G. See, by the time I was old enough to know what religion was, I was Catholicism numb and truly didn't give a
fuck.
94, moved out the crib and ain't seen a steeple since. What Knievel evil seeks in a Christian leader's pitch. The priest slap with parental advisory warnings. I'll be auditioning gods in my office on Monday morning.
Slip down the hatch, you pass him through the kill switch. I need a couple A's for Q's. I'm not an asshole, I'm just a little confused.
This story reminds us of the one Jesus told about people who were kind and helpful to others. He said that one day the king would say to these people, "Come, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. For when I was hungry, you gave me food. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." But the people asked, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or sick or in prison and come to you?" And the king answered, "Inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me."
Yeah.
Just a little bruise in the back of the pews, acting amused with a mask on them Vatican blues. Through in the eyes of the organization, I was raised in aces, just another sinning brick in hell's basement. Adjacent to the killers and rapists, for what? Drugs and vomit is part of growing up. Like cups of a dumb shit's better than the schools. I'm not an asshole, I'm just a little confused. Just a lit fuse in the back of the pews, watching a thousand flavors of the same god feud. I figure ultimate peace is the common theme, so it's a no-brainer piece when the blood hit the screen. I got a basic good and evil sensibility born. Good neighbor, no, a halo wouldn't fit over horns. I'm more science than faith, I'm more karma than bread and booze. I'm not an asshole, I'm just a little confused. Not an asshole, I'm just a little confused. Not an asshole, I'm just a little confused. Not an asshole, I'm just a little confused.
You know what, to be completely honest, Aesop, you're a fucking asshole.